T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Anderson, Brewers television announcer for Fox Sports Wisconsin, also Turner Sports, and probably carrying an umbrella right now as it's been raining quite a bit down in Arizona, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm actually still in Wisconsin. I'm driving from Milwaukee to Indiana today, so I'm actually breaking a sweat in my car. I just talked to Bill Schroeder. I was so happy. He said there's snow in his backyard in Arizona.
Yeah, I'd seen that.
For like 15 minutes straight. I was really happy to hear that, and I'm excited that they're having to deal with some snow and rain.
Yeah, I saw that Flagstaff got 36 inches yesterday. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
But the good news is the weather will turn tomorrow, and our first spring training telecast is Tuesday. So we're going to have 70-degree weather, sunny, green grass, blue skies. It'll look like it's supposed to look.
It is. It's a year of excitement and anticipation, I guess, is the best way to put it. Bringing Moose back, the trials and tribulations of both him and Travis Shaw, how they figure out second base, how they figure out this starting rotation. But it's almost like they have an embarrassment of riches at many different positions. So give me your thoughts as this team headed to camp. Obviously, a lot of pitchers to look at. They pick up Yasmani Grandal. They bring back Moose. Give me your thoughts.
I honestly don't think the Moustakas Shaw situation is a big deal at all. As a matter of fact, I would say it's trending on overblown for me. I mean, I watched these two guys last year, and the first day Moustakas arrived to the Brewers, his first thing out of his mouth when he got there was, you know, I'm happy to play second base. I mean, he's just like he's a next level personality character guy anyway. Travis Shaw is the same. There's so many shifts anyway with the Brewers. I've been asked about it so much. The point is, it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal at all. Travis is younger. They're going to put the guy who they feel is, you know, is the better defender, probably at third base, the better arm. Moustakas is a great defender still, and has a great arm, but I think that third baseman's over there in the shift so often anyway, it kind of prevents you having to make some extreme moves that way because you'd have a Moustakas there. But so that's not a big deal to me at all. I think a bigger deal is how the pitching situation will come together. And, you know, what they did last year, the last 6 weeks and really the last month, is not sustainable. And, I think Craig Counts will be the first to tell you, probably has stated that. So what is the plan, and how do you operate with so much great young talent? How do you operate a starting rotation? I can't imagine starters are still going to be given much leash beyond the third time through the batting order. But at some point, you know, you would need a guy to stretch it out. If he's having a great game, you're going to have to probably take more chances that way. But that's a bigger question, but I think it's all a strength for the Brewers and what they have, and the expectations are high, and they feel like they have a ball club that can not only contend for a division, but they think they're a World Series caliber team, I believe. And that's a great place to be. I mean, that you can't have said that very often in the history of the Brewers, especially once they arrived at Miller Park. This is one of those years.
The departure of Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnell, how much of an impact do you think that does or does not have on this staff?
Has an impact for change's sake. I mean, Derek and Lee were a great team, and they'll be a great team in Cincinnati. I think they communicate well together, and Derek has emerged as one of the great pitching coaches in Major League Baseball. You know, he's kind of the whole package. He's a mechanics guy. He's a psychological evaluator. He's, you know, he's an encourager, and he's a game plan expert. So that was the last to come for him, the last of his skills. It took him a while once he arrived, but, you know, he's kind of the whole package. But I would I would say that Chris Hook is very similar. I mean, I think that's why they chose him, because he's been through the minor league system. You know, talking to guys who have worked with him, and I know a lot of people who have. Matter of fact, Chris Hook and my brother were teammates when they were in their playing days. And so I feel really good about Chris Hook and what he's going to bring to the table, and great opportunity for him, like it was a great opportunity for Derek. The Brewers would rather have not lost Derek Johnson, but, you know, he chose to leave, and he had an opportunity to do that, and he gets closer to home and gets a lot more authority with the Reds than he had with the Brewers, so that's great for him. He's advanced his career, and I think the Brewers are in a really good situation now with Chris Hook and having somebody like that. And I recognize minor league coaches and coordinators, and Hook's been both. He's been a pitching coach in the minor leagues and a minor league coordinator. You have to recognize when you have talent and you're able to promote. And I think the Brewers would probably have been more aggressive had they not had a guy like Chris Hook in trying to keep Derek Johnson. That's my guess. But they feel great about him, and so do I. Knowing what I know about him and having known him all these years, I'm a huge fan of his.
What do you think of the depth of this team? Obviously, Domingo Santana gone, but you have, when it comes to the infield, some guys that you believe anyway are breathing down the neck of some of the guys that are on the big league roster. You've got Keston Hira, Mauricio Dubon that they hope are ready in the next 6 to 9 months to a year. But you do have some options. But give me the thoughts on the depth of this team, because we know at some point or another, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to use it.
Yeah, you turn it over. I mean, you either use it for yourself in the major leagues, and they produce and perform, and or you use it in trade to try to add a piece or two if you need to add at the trade deadline. If you're making a run, you know, and you feel like you have to fill a hole. But it's a great place to be. That AAA ball club, which is going to be in San Antonio this year, is loaded. And I think that's really why the confidence is so high in the organization. It's one thing to have a team that's front-loaded and to go sign players or make trades for players, and that kind of wipes out your minor league system. I think what I've been impressed with, and talking to those who evaluate the Brewers system, meaning other scouts and other, including my brother, but other people who are watching the Brewers minor league players, it's a legit system that has prospects and has, you know, future big leaguers throughout that are could be impact players. So that makes you feel great from a fan's perspective, because your team is really good at the big league level, World Series challenging quality players, and then you have a lot of pieces. You're not bare in the minor league. So it's always a process. Just because you make it to the major leagues doesn't mean, you know, Ryan Braun was a rare example, and Prince Fielder of guys who made it to the big leagues and then were big league stars. That's really rare that happens. I think most cases is a lot like what Arcia is going through. You know, Arcia made it, was great, went through some lumps, went back to the minor leagues, or maybe the way Domingo Santana. That's kind of the way it normally works for most players. So, you know, you give those guys a chance to come up and get a taste of it, like a lot of guys that came up last year, and then there's another wave coming. They'll get a taste of it, especially on the pitching side, and you hope that just keeps building and building, and they learn as much as they can without having the pressure to carry a ball club. You know, it's different when you can be a role player and be an up-and-coming star than being asked to be a star from the get-go, you know, like a Chris Bryant was in Chicago. I mean, that's a once-in-a-generation type deal. And so I think the Brewers are in really good shape with their minor league system. We're going to see a lot of those guys. And as we know, Bill, they're going to utilize their system, especially pitchers, and they're going to do this rotation, this cycle. Basically, think of it as a taxi squad in football terms, where mm-hmm. you're going to have guys that need to be shut down for a week, maybe 3 days, 5 days, whatever. And that's how they're going to utilize their minor league system. And it's been a good formula. And you can do that when you have that kind of talent in the minor league system. They wouldn't do it if they didn't have players to actually pull that off. So while they have it, that's an asset. It's best to do it when you can.
Talking with Brian Anderson, Brewers television announcer for Fox Sports Wisconsin, also for Turner Sports. Before I let you go, you mentioned Chris Bryant. You talked a little bit of Cubs. Obviously, the Cardinals made a move, picking up Goldschmidt. Talk about the division, and we know it's going to be tight, and the Brewers and the Cubs are probably picked as the top two teams in the division, but talk about the division overall.
Baseball, I mean, I think, you know, you see how the season plays out with injuries and whatnot, performance, but I think on paper right now, it's the best division in the game, and it's a really tough division. There's a lot of competition. The Pirates are going to be better. The Reds are going to be a lot better. So, you know, I don't think when you're playing that many games inside the division, you're going to lose a lot of those games. And so I don't see a 100-win season. I'm thinking like a 90-win season might do it because of how this division is going to beat up on one another. So, you know, you try to win your home games, your home series, and try to have a winning record in your division. I think the Brewers, and then dominate the other divisions. That's kind of the formula right now, because this division is going to be epic this year. And there are a lot of teams and a lot of great players, star quality players that probably won't get a lot of the huge headlines. But I think inside the division, those who participate in it know that it's going to be a great battle this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe the best it's ever been since I've been in Milwaukee since 07. This is the best top to bottom five teams in a division that I've ever seen.
Brian, always good. Enjoy your trip down to Indiana, and we'll talk again soon. I'll see you out at spring training here in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, look forward to that.
All right, buddy, be good. We'll get there safe. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. Brian Anderson, Brewers television announcer on Fox Sports Wisconsin and Turner Sports, kind of breaking everything down when it comes to the organization. And he's driving right now, and if you've got the sun shining on you, probably in a little bit of a bubble, maybe the greenhouse effect as he's cruising down to Indiana. Meantime, they've got snow and rain and everything else going on out in Arizona, but that weather will eventually clear up. I know in the next week they're going to get into the 70s, and then here in the next 2 weeks they're even predicting somewhere in the upper 70s, possibly the low 80s. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting out there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.